Hello, everyone. This is Erin Everett, and welcome to the third of my series of podcasts called Firekeepers, I Love You. These are love letters that I'm sending out to all the firekeepers in the Sacred Fire community. I've been to hundreds and hundreds of fires over the past 20 years and had the chance to experience not only my own local firekeepers here in my hometown, but also firekeepers in many different countries and in other states and towns in the United States. And I really appreciate what the firekeepers do for their communities and how they open their homes to people from all walks of life who want to come every month and share in the medicine of fire. This is the third podcast, and in this podcast, I want to talk about how firekeepers, I appreciate you so much because you encourage people to think together. One thing I've found is that human beings don't tend to do so well when we're thinking alone. We usually make a lot of mistakes. Maybe I should say I usually make a lot of mistakes if we're on our own trying to come up with plans or solutions for things. But when we collaborate together, when we come together around each other's fire that we make in community together, things change. People express different opinions, and new solutions can come that we wouldn't have found unless we were together. What I've noticed around a fire facilitated by a sacred fire community firekeeper is that somehow the space you guys hold encourages people to express different opinions. People share their opinion even if it's different from someone else's. I'm not sure how you do that, but what it accomplishes is it enables us to sit around the fire and think together, to appreciate each other's perspectives. And so I just want to say, firekeepers, I love you and appreciate you for allowing us to think together and encouraging us to think together, because it really matters that we do our work together of figuring things out in these days when we tend to be so isolated. So thank you for your dedication, and thank you for your way of holding space that encourages everyone to connect. Learn more about the Sacred Fire community and our monthly community fires, women's fires, and men's fires in 7 countries worldwide at sacredfirecommunity.org, where you can also learn about becoming a firekeeper.